All right, so let me just start off by saying, on a non sequitur note, that Dawn soap gets Cheeto dust off your fingers so well. I mean, it gets most of it off, because seeing as I ate some Cheetos a while ago and I fell with a little case of the orange fingers. Y'all pray for me. But anyways, no, what I wanted to talk about, without getting too loud about it. See, I haven't really sat down with y'all in a while just to talk, 'cause lately I've just been mostly coming in front of a mic. And I thought, better remedy that real quick. So I just want to sit down and talk with y'all a little bit and just talk about what's been on my mind a little bit. So I was watching Oliver Twist. You know him. He usually does like a bunch of interviews for he does interviews with a lot of former contestants from America's Next Top Model. And it was very interesting to watch because I saw that most of the contestants there, I don't think they really had a good time filming their seasons, or what they like to call cycles of their time being part of America's Next Top Model. And now, I remember America's Next Top Model used to be the epitome of my middle school nights. Every single Wednesday night, I would just sit down in front of the TV at 7 o'clock and just watch it whenever it comes on. And yeah, I was very entertained by it. But now, seeing as so many people have brought it to light, because back when I was around 10, 11, when I first really got into that show, I think it didn't really click that most of these problems were very evident in some of these photo shoots, but it was just like, oh, this is just part of TV. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be controversial. It's supposed to, you know. But being a child, I just didn't know better. But as I've gotten older and saw that some of these things that they did for challenges and photo shoots and stuff like that, they weren't really, one, they weren't right. They were just really weren't right. And two, some of them were known to be very dangerous. Like, let's see, let's think of a challenge that was very, very, pretty much dangerous to me. Walking down the runway in really, really high heels. And I think one or two of them almost broke their, no, actually one of them broke their ankle trying to walk down that runway with those scary high heels. They had no right being that tall. They really didn't. And also, oh, let's think of another thing that they did that was, oh, and see, the thing is, they do photo shoots during a time when a contestant is going through something awful. Like, say, a girl is going through a death from a friend. So, do you remember that time that I'm going way back to cycle four? They had this photo shoot about portraying the seven deadly sins. And this was during the time when one girl had a friend who died, and they were posing in a 6-foot grave. Now, try and tell me that's not. Try and tell me there's something not wrong with that, because I heavily disagree with you. That was perfectly timed. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing just to make. to make that girl just break down even further than that. It's just, it's, that's wrong. They could have stuck with the seven deadly sins, but just not do it like that. They could have done it in like a photo studio or something like that, not go to a grave. See, they knew that her friend had died, and they made it a perfect opportunity to say, oh hey, let's make sure we break this girl even more by doing a photo shoot in a 6-foot fucking grave. That's awful. It really is. And then they did it again. They did it again on cycle 8, because you remember there was another girl who also had a friend who died, and it was from a drug overdose. And they had a photo shoot where they portrayed models dying under different circumstances, and you would think they would learn from their mistake back in cycle 4. No, they did not. They did it again. And see, this is the same thing they did. What, you remember that blackface photo shoot back in cycle 4 too? Now, I didn't even know why I didn't see anything wrong with that, but then too, I was a child. But you would think I would know better. I think I knew better, but I just didn't see what was the problem. It was just like, it was TV. It was just entertainment. But now, looking back on it, it's like, why paint your face a different color to portray like a different culture from your own? 'Cause that's not right. That, it doesn't really sit right with me. And and then they did it again in cycle 13. You think they know from their mistakes, but no, they did not. See, they repeat it over and over again, and that's another thing about America's Next Top Model. You think they know, you think Tyra and the production team would learn from what they did and not do it again, but they did it anyway. And see, that's, it's just something sort of right with that. And see, here's what I want to confess as well. And I just, to see, it didn't really look right to me around that second time I've seen it, because it's just like, when you paint someone's face a different color than your own, that looks tacky. It really does look tacky. Not only that, but you are sort of, you're kind of sort of mocking their culture, almost. If that's the best way to put it, because it was just, that didn't really sit right with me. Oh, yeah, and let me tell you about that time where, you remember, okay, this is going to go back to plenty of times going back to cycle 4, because I think that's the cycle that almost everybody talks about. That is their most well-known cycle ever. I don't know if I should call it a cycle or season, because I would often call it a season when it should be called cycle, but anyways, I digress. But you remember that time when Tyra was yelling at Tiffany because she didn't respond how Tyra wanted to respond, because when she got eliminated, because, you know, usually when you see all the girls get eliminated, they start crying and bawling like, ooh, No, not Tiffany. She was just like, y'all, I'm going to be all right. Don't cry over me. It's going to be okay. Like, don't cry or I'm going to start crying. You know, I think she said something like that. And she was just doing like she always does. You know, I think she took it the way she was supposed to have taken it. She didn't bawl, she didn't squall or anything like that when she got eliminated. And that is how you handle a loss like that. But Tyra didn't like that. Tyra did not like the way she handled it for some odd reason, because that's what kind of threw me off looking back on it now. See, back then I thought, oh, Tiffany shouldn't have done that, no, but then looking back on it, it's like, well, when you come to think of it, Tiffany has been through a lot of shit. She's been through a lot of shit. She, first time she auditioned, she didn't make it through because one of the reasons, I think, or the only reason was, when she auditioned for Cycle 3, she got into a bar fight with another girl that was not from the show. It was just another bar fight. But then, too, she's been through a lot of stuff, having her lights cut off and not being able to afford living and stuff like that. And she wanted to make it a better life for her kids or something like that. Yeah, something like that. And she's been through anger management. So that was one of her coping mechanisms, is that you don't cry or get angry over it. You just accept things the way they are. And Tyra, for some reason, didn't like that. And it had me wondering why, because I think it's, as I've seen someone talk about this, it's more like a power play, because I think Tyra wanted the girls that she eliminated to leave crying and just be like, oh, I wasn't good enough. No, Tiffany was not going to play the crying victim game. No, she said that, why cry over something that I can't change? It's just, I've accepted it, and I want to move on. Oh, but Tyra doesn't let her forget that. Mm-mm. And see, that's what kind of just, that could have been the breaking point for me wanting to stop watching it. But I was 10, 11 years old, didn't know any better. But looking, like I said, like I've always said, looking back on it now, it's like, Tyra, you were wrong for that. You were wrong for shouting at a girl who had a healthy coping mechanism when it comes to loss. You accept it and move on. You don't cry and play poor, poor, pitiful me. No, you just accept it and just move on. I mean, there's other things to do other than just model. I mean, she doesn't have to live and breathe and eat and sleep modeling. Like, and I think that's what set Tyra off, is because she did have a passion for modeling, but it was just like, if she ain't gonna win, I mean, she took it all in stride. She made the best of it. And Tyra got mad because she wasn't playing the victim. She wasn't breaking down crying like she wanted her to. And that's what set her off. And see what, and also another thing is like, when she says, when my mom yells at me, she does it because she loves me. That is a crock of bull. No, you're yelling at her because you don't like the fact that she's leaving with a smile on her face. She's leaving peacefully, and she's come to the acceptance that she can't change things because they happen. Loss happens. She ain't gonna cry over that. No, that's not who she is. And that's part of Tiffany's tough exterior. And I think Tyra wanted to break that down by yelling at her, getting all up in her face and all that. It's just, I wasn't rooting for her for that time. Mm-mm, no. There were a lot of things wrong with America's Next Top Model. There really was. But back then, I just didn't really see them as a problem. Because we were children. We didn't know better. But as we grew older and you just kind of saw things as they are, and look back at them and say, okay, that really wasn't right. And then there was another season in Cycle 9, I think. They had a contestant that is an Asperger's woman, as myself. I have Asperger's. And see, this is a thing. I don't know if it was editing. I think it was, but I mean, the other contestants, man, they were just they can be cruel for no known reason, and all because this girl, I think her name was Heather or something like that. She has Asperger's, and they treat her differently. That's just. And see, that was back when, this was back when, I think, Asperger's wasn't, I don't know if it was really known around that time, or it was highlighted around that time. I think it was, but it just wasn't really talked about. I didn't even know what it was, and once I learned about it, she's on the spectrum. And see that, but I didn't understand why she was being treated so differently. See, now she was one of the ladies I was rooting for too, because she is beautiful. She was so stunning, and I mean, she's amazing, just inspiring. And I mean, she's like, she could inspire a bunch of people just like her that are on the spectrum and have a disability. Well, it's just, I don't know. She doesn't fall victim to what she has. She makes it work. And that's inspiring in itself, I think. So, that was one season that I liked because of her, but one thing I didn't like about it is the way the other contestants were treating her, and they couldn't stand that she was doing good in photo shoots too, and so they were just being all right asshole-ish to her. It didn't really jive well with me. But yeah, I could go on and on all night. I mean, sometimes I will watch it every now and again, but then just see things like, okay, that is not right. And also, yeah, dangerous photo shoots like swimming in a pool that is below freezing. Hypothermia, may I say, hypothermia. That's not right. Okay, so, and I think in one photo shoot, they had, where they're like dangling. I mean, I know they were supported with like these, like a wire or something like that, but I still thought it was dangerous. Because it was on the second season of that cycle, excuse me. But yeah, how they were dangling off this the wire, the belt thing that they had on, and then you saw this girl just crying. I felt for her. I really did. I know she was the girl that cries a lot in that season, but I felt for her because I have that problem too. I am afraid of heights. So afraid of heights. Except when flying. I'm okay with flying, but just when you're suspended up high, oh, that would scare the living shit out of me. And I felt for her so bad. And she was just crying. And ooh, it was hard to watch. It really was. And, let's see, another photo shoot that was pretty dangerous as well. If I could just skim through a bunch of cycles. Oh, there's just a lot of seasons I can't keep up. Fuck. I can't think of anything. Just those ones I know of. Is yeah, I can't really think of any other ones. So let me know if those of you who have watched America's Next Top Model, can you tell me about a photo shoot that I have missed, that I have left out, that was real dangerous. Oh, no. That runway, that rickety runway on the water, that was dangerous. Oh, my God, and you had some people fall off it, like Eugenia? Yeah, Eugenia, she fell off and almost skinned her knee walking that runway, falling off it. Whoever came up with these concepts, either Tyra or all of them involved in the production, including Tyra, they must be high on crack to come up with these concepts. I mean, risk someone's safety just because it's fierce and all that. No, that's not worth it. It's really not. Because it's that rickety runway, that ain't right, man. That ain't right. And then, now this ain't dangerous, but it's kind of, it hurts my hand to think about it. Having scoops of ice cream, cold ice cream on your hand during a photo shoot, having to leave it there while your hand is just slowly getting numb from it. I mean, that's just a first world problem, but having like ice cream sit on your hand that whole time while you're getting your picture taken, that's uncomfortable. That really is. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Now this is from Cycle 8. That was what I was thinking of, that nude photo shoot where they're like posting, they were looking like they were like candy and stuff like that, and they had like ice cream in their hand. It hurts my hand just thinking about it. Like, ugh. What? No. There's a lot of kooky concepts they had for photo shoots, but I will say there were some good ideas that they had for like photo shoots. And it was I don't know which cycle it was when they were posing with baby jaguars. Ah, that was so cute and so sexy too. I think so, posing with baby jaguars. I thought it was really cute, and I thought it was really hot too. If I could, well, while I'm doing that, let me name off a few of my favorite photo shoots from there, rather than just ranting about how bad it is, because there are some good moments they had. Like that one that they had Fabio, that was my favorite. And see, what bothered me is there's another thing that bothered me. They eliminate the wrong person every single time. Whoever they kick out, it's a ripoff. It's just it's like, they got done wrong, really. 'Cause I remember on that same episode when they did that Fabio photo shoot, Brooke was her name. She got eliminated on the night she was supposed to graduate from high school. That's not right. It really isn't. And I thought she did good, and they eliminated her because they didn't like the look on her face. No, that look on her face was supposed to be that. See, they had her pose as a woman who didn't want her man to leave. And I think she portrayed that so perfectly. 18 years old. She was 18 at that time. And she portrayed that emotion well enough, and yet they didn't like the look on her face. I wonder why they don't like it. It kind of seems to me that they don't like emotion in modeling for some reason. I really have no idea. It's a messed up. It's messed up, really, 'cause what you get onto a model for looking dead or soulless or have dead eyes in a photo shoot. And then you do, but you get on to that person, you get on to another person for emoting too much. That makes no sense. What do you want? Do you want a dead looking face or a face full of emotion? You can't ditch both, okay? Just I mean, I know you're trying to smize and all that, but I think good modeling is whatever photo shoot, whatever situation that you're doing a photo shoot for, you're gonna have to put your whole body and face into it. And not just make it look like, ooh, I look pretty. I look like I had a face full of Botox on my face. Ooh, oh. No, just that's not really what it's about. Modeling, I think. It's about putting your whole body and your face in it. Not just looking pretty, but it's like, if you're wanting to do that, why don't you become an actress? Like, okay, I'm not making much sense, but that just really don't make sense with me. It really doesn't. And see, that's the thing about America's Next Top Model. They eliminate some of the best people. Even going back to Cycle 4. Okay, Michelle, of course. And she had, I think she had one of the best photos during that time when they were posing as African animals on that Lubriderm photo shoot. And she looked so good, and her face looked good too. Her body and her face looked really good, but they eliminated her because her lack of self-confidence. That's messed up. I thought you were supposed to judge people by their photos. And then, see, that's another thing. The person who's picking their photos always picks the worst one, just to make the show interesting. And see, that's another thing. Now, looking back to Cycle 3, you remember, oh, what's her name? Kelly? Kelly. Oh, what is Ke? Oh, what is her name? Kelly Jacob. Her name, and they always picked the worst picture of her. And I didn't know why. And see, the thing was, if you look back to, there was this one time that they accidentally shown how good she was looking on her on the many photos she took. There was like, you could have chosen that picture, but instead you went with the one that looked the worst. That's, and see, here's the trick of it though. They choose the wrong moment to take a picture of them and choose that as their worst photo. And that's what happened to Cycle 7's Meg during the circus photo, the circus freak photo. See, that was what happened also, is when they this photographer shot her at a moment when she wasn't ready, and they chose that photo. They do a lot of girls dirty. They really did. Tyra and the whole production team have done her dirty. All of these girls dirty. And see, and another thing that really sits right with me, some of these girls that go into this competition, they're at least 18. They are still kids. I don't care what you say, 18 years old, you're still a kid. I don't care if you legal or anything like that, you are not mentally mature enough. And most of these girls on there, they weren't mentally mature enough. But that's not their fault, though. It really isn't. And see, to see them get torn down by the criticism they received in that, there's a lot of harsh criticism in that one. A lot of harsh criticism from the judges, from Tyra. And seeing them get broken down every week, have their confidence shattered week by week by week by week. It just isn't right. They are still young. They're 18 years old. You're still a baby. You are still a baby. And you're giving someone of that age, 18 years old, like the harshest criticism you could ever give to an 18-year-old or a bunch of 18-year-olds, in fact, just to make sure they don't. And when they're confident, you say that they're too cocky? That doesn't make any sense. That really doesn't make any sense. When I don't sense a bit of cockiness in them at all. But yet they say, oh, you're too arrogant, you're too cocky, you should dial that down some, you should eat some humble pie. As this one time Tyra told Yaya in Cycle 3, humble pie, eat it. Something like that. That's another thing that didn't sit right with me. How about this, Tyra? How about you do the same thing? Eat some humble pie yourself and tell me how it tastes. Okay? That's all I'm gonna have to say to it. I think I've rambled about it long enough. And yeah. It's 2:27 a.m. in the fucking morning. And I should be asleep. So, yeah. Yeah, so I should really be heading off and going to sleep. And I've almost made this almost a half hour. So I better hop off. All right, GWA backstage. Good night, and I will see y'all another time. Okay. Aqua Tarkana signing out.